While grazing these rocky slopes lost under the waters, I still spotted some seashells, tube worms, lively annelid worms from the genus Spirorbis, and certain starfish specimens. But soon these last representatives of animal life vanished, and 3 vertical leagues down, the Nautilus passed below the limits of underwater existence, just as an air balloon rises above the breathable zones in the sky. We reached a depth of 16,000 meters, 4 vertical leagues, and by then the Nautilus's plating was tolerating a pressure of 1,600 atmospheres, in other words, 1,600 kilograms per each square centimeter on its surface. "What an experience!" I exclaimed, "traveling these deep regions where no man has ever ventured before. Look, Captain, look at these magnificent rocks, these uninhabited caves, these last global haunts where life is no longer possible. What unheard-of scenery, and why are we reduced to preserving it only as a memory?" "Would you like," Captain Nemo asked me, "to bring back more than just a memory?" "What do you mean?" "I mean that nothing could be easier than taking a photograph of this underwater region."